Any rough estimate? Is a couple years? When do you think the earliest is we're going to see any of this?
So I think the first trial, the first definitive trial that'll read out will be Palace, which is the trial that Erica Mayer is running along with Angie DeMichelle and Michael Gannant. And that trial is going to close to accrual, having enrolled over 5,000 patients in a couple of years. So in about 2 months, it's going to close to accrual. And I don't remember the specifics of the statistical design, but I think that it's pretty likely we're going to have an answer within a couple of years.
Just out of curiosity, what fraction of these patients do you think got some kind of genomic assay or oncotype?
I think, sadly, probably a minority, because these are mostly, with a few exceptions, or not few, but I think less than 20% of the population had node negative disease. One of the investigators had pushed strongly for including some patients with T2 and 0 disease. I think some of those patients probably had an oncotype. I think most of the node positive patients probably didn't. And later on, maybe we'll have an opportunity to talk about the role of oncotype and other genomic assays in node positive disease.
Well, I was just thinking that, you know, if you had those data, would it be interesting? I kind of think it might be.
I think it would be very interesting. And I think that one potential option, because blocks are being collected on all
Absolutely.
These patients, will be to do it afterwards.
So one more question. We could go on this topic, which is great because there used to be nothing to talk about. But I know there are trials out there in the metastatic setting looking at triplets, the idea mTOR, CDK, and hormones. And I kind of like that idea. We're oncologists. We love to add stuff. When are we going to find out about that, or what do we know about it right now?
Well, I think what we know about it right now is that it's a not non-toxic combination.
Really? More so than individually?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, it's a pretty tough combination.
Huh.
And we'll have to see. I mean, maybe it'll turn out to be more efficacious. I don't know when we're going to really get a definitive answer there.
So more what? More mucositis or what?
More mucositis, a fair amount of myelosuppression, and maybe that's just the patients who I've treated on these regimens. But I don't think it's for the faint of heart.
Interesting.